I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A senior UN official says the Central African Republic is on its way to becoming another Rwanda. Violent crimes are taking place daily between Christian militants and Islamic Muslims. Fighting hit Living Water International and Water for Good close to home. Water for Good's Jim Hocking says a friend watched rebels kill four Muslim background believers. Rebels also burnt down the man's home and church, but his main concern was the gospel. This story continues at our website.
Pray for our teams that they will help people realize that there is hope. The hope isn't in the government, but the hope is in Jesus.
Next, in just 22 days, thousands of people will be gathering in Sochi, Russia for the 2014 Winter Olympics. Mission Network News will be there, too, providing coverage of the games, but from a different perspective. Greg Yoder will be traveling with SOAR International Ministries. Ministries President Dick Page is already there helping national church leaders get ready.
We're going to have teams here from the United States, and our partners in Russia are going to be working with the local churches here to reach out to the people that are at the Olympics and especially to the local people with the gospel.
And this Sunday is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. It's the 41st year of legal abortion in the United States. Bethany Christian Services highlights abortion alternatives and reasons why legal life termination is wrong. Bill Blackwire.
God has stated from the very beginning that life is in the blood and that life is precious. And even the early laws that talked about if you take a life must be forfeited. So God has always promoted life.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries in Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.